Hey everyone, welcome to episode 116 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I am your host, David Guerra. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization, as well as in your private, professional, personal life, everywhere. In this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, I'm going to pick up where we left off in episode 115. And it was talking about team motivation, tactics, and tips. Now, however, I want to take one step back just for this one episode, and let's talk about yourself. Let's talk about the self-motivation tactics and tips. And you need to begin someplace, and if you're going to be out there, well, you know, it's got to take care of yourself first. So I'm going to start with these 10 self-motivation tactics and tips, and there's just 10 of them. So bear with me. They're good. I promise they're good. Let's get started, and then, well, like I said, we're going to do 10. I mean, there's more out there. Don't worry about that. But these are the 10 I want to talk about. And the first one I want to talk about is appreciate yourself. Any attempt at anything positive in life begins and ends with appreciating yourself. See, if you do not see yourself in a positive light, then how can you even attempt to lead others? Now, don't be fooled by the myth or the rumor of, well, you become a leader and you will appreciate yourself. No, it doesn't work that way. You have to appreciate yourself long before you even think about stepping up and becoming a leader. You have to appreciate who you are. You have to appreciate yourself. If there's something you don't like about yourself, well, guess what? Do something about it, change it, but I guarantee this, you're not gonna like it. You just have to accept yourself for who you are, appreciate yourself for who you are, how tall you are, how short you are, how round you are, how thin you are, how big, how small, whatever. You have to just appreciate yourself and let that show. Because once you truly, truly, deep down inside, like who you are and appreciate yourself, then and only then will others see it. They'll see that smile. Even though you're not smiling on the outside for some reason, so long as you're appreciating who you are as a human being and who you become, it will shine through. It really, truly will. So appreciate yourself first. There's no two ways around it. There's nothing getting out past it. That's why I put this at the top. Appreciate yourself first. Next thing, goal setting. Set some goals. Set some smart, measurable goals. SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T, SMART, specific, measurable. That's where I was going. So specific, measurable, achievable, results-focused, and time-bound goals. That's a lot, right? But be laser focused on your goals. Don't just say, oh, I want $1 million. Well, everybody wants $1 million, but is it deer or is it dollars? See what I'm talking about? Bucks. So be laser focused on your goals. You want to lead your sector. You want to be the number one person in this niche. Then be laser focused. Say it. Write it down. Put it in writing. Now, ensure that you can measure the progress of those goals. Make certain that you can set goals that are small enough to achieve, but not easily achievable. These two work together, measurable and achievable. Make certain that what you're doing, every step of the way, you have kind of a checkpoint built in. Make certain that you're achieving those checkpoints. You're getting there. Your small, specific goal, your SMART goal, your first goal is, well, your ultimate goal is to lose 50 pounds for some reason. It happens. But to get there, you still have to lose that first set of 5 pounds, then the 10 pounds. So make sure that you're doing what you can to have those measurable goals. Know that you've gone 1 pound down, 2 pounds, 3 pounds. Oh, wait, you slipped. You're back to two. That's okay. But you're measuring. You're figuring out what's going on. You're adjusting along the way. And like I said, make certain your goals are small enough to achieve, but not easily achievable. So you want to measure those 10 goals as opposed to the 50. You'll never get there. You'll just psych yourself out. You'll fake yourself. See, the results of the first goal you set should be a segue to the next goal you set. The first 10 is going to take you to the first 20. Now remember, if you want $2 million in the bank, let's just talk about $2 million. I mean, who doesn't want money in the bank? You still need to make that first $1,000. You want to lose 50 pounds? You still have to lose those first 10 pounds. Set those goals to be achieved in a reasonable amount of time. Well, sure, you know, some people say, oh, well, by the time I retire, I want to have $2 million in the bank. Well, what is it? You want the $2 million first, or you want to retire and then magically $2 million will appear? Set a reasonable amount of time. Same thing with losing that weight. You know, some people say, oh, lose 10 pounds in a month. Those commercials say lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks. But do you keep them on? No. So be careful. So set some serious goals that can be achieved in a seriously reasonable amount of time. Make sure you include time for interference from insiders and outsiders, because it'll happen. Oh, come on, it's just birthday cake. Oh, come on, it's just this. Make time to include for interference from insiders and outsiders. Make certain that you are making time to move in a positive direction, but not so fast that attempting the next goal won't happen because you've exhausted a source, a motivation source. Oh, here come the holidays. I'm right here at the cusp of the holidays. How are you going to lose those 10 pounds? It's a no-win battle. It really, truly is. Then you can fool yourself and believe that you're going to do it, but reality sets in and it's a struggle. It can be done. I'm not saying it can't, but it's going to be a struggle. So be careful. Focus, laser focus. When it comes to goal setting, I want you to constantly reevaluate what the end goal is. And where you are now, say in the case of building a swimming pool, you decide to throw the dirt you dug to make the swimming pool into the well that was going to be providing the water for the pool. Well, now you have a huge hole in the ground and a well it's filled with dirt. So be careful, reevaluate what's going on every step of the way. Don't be throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You understand what I'm saying? It's be careful, know what you're doing, look all around and reevaluate every step of the way. That's why it's smart, specific, measurable, achievable, results focused, and time bound. It's going to take time to master, but get the sooner you get started, the younger you get started. Oh man, I wish I was taught this when I was younger. But that's okay. I was taught other things and it's great. But now we know. Next, use mistakes as experiences. Folks, you will make mistakes. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you believe. I don't care. No one cares. But one thing is certain that everybody knows is you're going to make a mistake. I've made mistakes. Everybody else has made mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. And you can either have them become your burden or you can learn from those mistakes so as not to repeat them. And again, that's up to you. That is your thing. You can either have them weigh you down and you become miserable, or you can learn from those mistakes so as not to repeat them. Now, if you do repeat them, that the mistakes, that does not necessarily mean you did not learn. It can mean that you tried a different approach to preventing the mistake, but to no avail, it happened. And it does happen. So instead of going right, you went left, and there's a whole new set of problems on that side of the road, down that street. So be careful, but learn from it. And learn that sometimes you have to go through that mistake to keep going. That on the other end of that mistake, things get better. So no matter what, you're going to turn right or turn left, but you're just going to have to continue driving through those problems. So learn from those mistakes. Examine your motives. What are you doing or wanting to do, and why are you doing it? Ask yourself that question, and please expect an honest answer from yourself. And please, if you even consider answering with, quote, because others expect me to do this, end quote, that's the wrong answer. That's an answer for failure. That's an answer that people who have not learned from their mistakes. They burden themselves with something that they don't need to be burdening themselves because of what other people's expectations are or what they will think. That's the wrong answer. Your motive has to be for you and you alone. See, good motives tend to yield expected outcomes. You want $2 million and your intentions and your motives are good, then guess what? You're well on your way to the $2 million in the bank. Bad motives hardly yield any outcome because you're worried about what others think, what others expect. Oh, am I doing this right? Am I doing that wrong? You know, put your head down, get to work, and keep moving forward. Don't worry about what anybody else is doing. Don't worry about other people's expectations because you will never meet their expectations. Sure, they say, oh, no, I don't expect anything of you, but deep down, their expectations of you you will never meet. Why? Because you give them the power. Stop giving them the power. Put your head down. Get to work. Good intentions, good motives, and you're going to get those expected outcomes. Stay with positive people. Seriously, what more is there to say? The more you hang around negative people or let negative people in your life, the easier it becomes to be a negative person. And the deeper you go into that dark, dark well, the deeper you go into the abyss, the harder it is to get out of there. You can get out of there. But understand it is going to be difficult. Leave some wiggle room. Leave some wiggle room and do not cast out all the negativity in your life. Leave some there. You're going to need some negativity in your life. You need that negativity as a foundation. As a foundation to know, to keep, well, to keep you on your toes. And most of all, as a way to recognize when you're going down that slippery slope again. Because it is a slippery slope. People can slip into that and they can be fine one day, and the next day they've hung around the wrong people, or let the wrong people's expectations dictate what happens. And folks, that's not a positive thing. Stay with positive people. Surround yourself with positive people. Keep the negativity just out of arm's reach. Keep it there. And it's going to be a struggle, but you can do it. But I guarantee you, what won't be a struggle is when you surround yourself with positive people, you become a positive person, you start seeing the positivity, you start seeing the opportunities. It's easy. It gets easier and easier. I guarantee it. Folks, the next thing that, the next self-motivation tactic and technique and it's dealing with finances. Your money matters. See, when it comes to money, there are two things that are certain with people. Number one, two things are certain. Number one, if it is their money, they will fight tooth and nail to save it. And if it is your money, they will fight tooth and nail to spend that which is yours. So be careful with money, especially your money. Some people say money is the root of all evil. And it is usually those that don't have it or those that they can claim they can use your money for good. Yet they can't answer how, if they claim money is evil, how can they magically use it for good? You know, they play both sides of the same coin. See, it does not work that way. So don't be fooled by charlatans. Don't be fooled by people who say they're money experts. Don't be fooled by stockbrokers. See the second word? Brokers? They're broke. They have no money. They're going to use yours. Financial consultants. Yeah, your money. And they're going to consult with you. You're going to consult with them on how to spend your money. It doesn't work that way. Wise up. Learn how to take care of your money. And don't give it away. Don't give it away. Don't give your money to others to use for their own doings under the disguise of it being for good, especially if they claim it, money is evil. Control your money. Know it's yours. Understand that it's yours. You decide what to do with it. But if you decide to waste it, don't come blaming people. And that leads me to the next one. Avoid personal and financial loans. Personal loans, not money, but personal loans. And let me explain. Money and personal favors, especially when they come with interest payments, avoid those. The old, well, remember when I bought you that ice cream cone? And now you're put in a situation you didn't think it was going to come back and haunt you. Folks, it will come back and haunt you. Because once you become indebted, you are indebted until you have proof that the loan, the credit, or the debt, the personal debt, is paid in full and you are even. Nothing borrowed, nothing loaned, folks. Avoid personal finances, financial loans. Stay away from credit cards. Stay away. Use them, have them, use them, but make sure you can pay them off. And if you can't pay them off, stop using them. Because that starts leading into doubt. That starts creating stress that you don't need to be having. Which leads to my next one. Avoid getting overstressed. This is one that is easy to say, but will take a lifetime to master. Avoiding overstress. The sooner you start controlling your stress, the better off you'll be. Know why you are getting stressed. If you're getting stressed over the intentional or unintentional actions of others, ask yourself, what control do you have over them? So pass them over. What can you do that will not land you in jail to stop them from stressing you or continuing to stress you. There's nothing you can do. You're going to end up in jail, and there's a whole new set of stressors right there, whole new set of problems. So especially if the individual stressing you is someone that is supposedly close to you or a family member or loves you, supposedly, remember, you do, well, when it comes to like family members and people that are close to you, you have to love them, but nowhere, and I can't find it. If you can find it, let me know. But nowhere is it written you have to like them. All I'm saying is you have to decide how you're going to handle the stress and the source of that stress. However, remember, it will not get better until you decide it is time for you to get better. See, those causing you stress are not going to decide for you. They're going to continue doing what they're doing because to them it's normal. Remember the fly and the spider web? You've seen that? So there's a fly got caught in a spider web. So what's chaos to the fly, in this case being stuck in the web and knowing that the spider's coming, is normal for the spider because that's what spiders do. They spin that web to catch their food. So remember, those causing you stress are not going to decide for you when that's enough. Decide to be happy. Only you can decide to be happy. I get it, especially when people around you decide being happy, it revolves around money or attention, all of which they expect to be handed to them, yet don't want to work for it. See, the only time that works is when you are around happy people. They're happy, you're happy, you stay happy. No, there's no expectation of reward or no expectation of money or attention being handed to you, to them or to you. Realize that. Happy is free. Just be happy. And sometimes being happy leads me to the last one. Chart your own course. You are the captain of your ship. You are responsible for what you do. Remember, when you follow someone and when pressed because they failed and you failed, well, guess what? Their first response will be, "No one told you to follow me." Or in some cases, "I was prepared to lose." And this can come from people you look up to or trust. Trust with your money. Remember what I mentioned about brokers? They're broke. See, growing up, I've fallen for this many times, numerous times. And stockbroker called me up. He knew I was getting into investing. I had, you know, steady job and everything, nice income coming in. And he knew I was getting into this. So he calls me up and he goes, "Hey, I want you to get into this. This is a great thing, you know." And it's like, cool. Okay, well, this is what stockbrokers were doing. I was paying him. I was expecting to get some money. He was going to make some money. And so I bought in. And it wasn't a lot. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't prepared to lose more than what I had put in. And never heard anything. And then all of a sudden, the stock starts to tank and hits rock bottom. And he never told me anything. And I quit. I just made that initial purchase. And then I talked to him about a year or so later after all of that. And he goes, "Oh, that dog?" As if it was no big deal to him. Well, no, it wasn't any big deal to him. Now he had moved up. He made his money. He made his commissions. You know. But again, it was money I was prepared to lose. But I never told anybody to get in. I never told anybody to buy this stock. And when it came down to it, I always tell people, when it comes down to it, I always tell people, do your own homework. Only you know what works for you. Luckily, many years later, I was in a situation where I needed to withdraw some of my money from the stocks and bonds and mutual funds and stuff that I had procured over the years. And guess what? It worked. It was there for a reason. And it worked. But because I did my own homework, I basically fired my broker. I have yet to talk to him, and it's been 10 years at least. Folks, other people, family members will do it to you. No one told you to follow me. Just because they do their thing doesn't mean you can do your thing with them. And it's understandable. Everybody's got their own course. Everybody has their own map. Everybody has their own path to take. And remember, just like you are in it for you, they are in it for them. They have their own map. They've charted it and they're following their path. So you have to chart your own course on your own map and take your own path. It's a lot of stuff we talked about in this episode. But remember, it all begins with you and it ends with you. Appreciate yourself first. Set some goals. Use mistakes as experience. Examine your motives. Hang around positive people. Take care of your finances. Avoid personal and financial loans. Personal favors. Avoid getting overstressed. Decide to be happy. And of course, as always, it ends with you. Chart your own course. Folks, what do you think about what I just talked about in episode 116, this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast? Now, in the next episode, I will dive deep into the deep end with team motivation and tactics. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, then please get a hold of me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word. And I look forward to hearing from you. I am David Guerra, the author of the books, The Walking Leader, Great to Follow, and soon, We the Team. And I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it, and I do appreciate you for taking that time. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, and you can find that link, my iTunes subscription link, and all my social media contact links at daveguerra.com/contact. That's my website, daveguerra.com, www.daveguerra.com/contact. And before I go, I want to remind you to always, always go beyond the grind, go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.